listening to both your opinions, and also we recognize our democratic right as a committee to follow all the democratic processes, that we listen to one party and also give another party an opportunity. So having listened to the ministry and our legal opinion that we had some 2 weeks ago, we can now deliberate on how we move forward as a committee. Can we start as to how we finalize the issue? Honorable Davis.
I think we must appreciate the cooperation we received from the ministry and the board with regard to us taking this issue forward. It's an issue that is really in public interest, and it's now we conclude on this matter the better. But I think from the explanation we got this morning, we are satisfied with the explanation that we got from the ministry and the board, in that proper procedures were followed in the removal of the 3 board members, in that there is nothing illegal in that regard, and we therefore align ourselves with the view or explanation of the Minister of the Board with regard to the removal of those board members. Lastly, I think we must also pledge our support for the Minister and the Minister in particular, in terms of ensuring that we are able to monitor the performance of the board so that whatever needs to be done must be done. From the minister's side, it should be very, very clear that the minister remains a shareholder, so she must not feel apologetic as and when there is a need to intervene in ensuring that the LBC delivers on its mandate. If it never been the view of this portfolio committee, we must make it very, very clear that we are adopting the view of the legal services. We have made an independent undertaking that will allow the ministry to state a view that has been done to the SOB indicated. We are satisfied with the explanation. We must therefore align ourselves with that explanation and close the matter once and for all. That's it.
Thank you, sir. Let me start by saying that I support Honorable Teddy. It has been tough, very much difficult, but now we really appreciate what we heard from all the sides. So that we are saying that since there is no dispute, since there is no complainant on this issue, it needs to be removed what members are here where they are. Because a person, if he's not happy, will raise her objection or his objection. And I'm saying that we support the minister for ensuring that there is a smooth run of the SABC and the board. We really appreciate what they have done. We are happy because we have been told just now that they followed all the procedures. They closed all these people. They spoke to them, they give their opinion, then we are happy. We cannot go outside and just look for it. Thank you very much. Thanks.
Honorable Davis.
Chairperson, may I just say that I'm absolutely flabbergasted by the... May I say that I'm absolutely flabbergasted by the U-turn that the ANC has done today. It's very disappointing indeed, especially because of all the good work we did together with Ellen Sabalalis. You are undermining the good work we've done as a committee. And I'm very, very, very disappointed that we've got to this point. Honorable Daly says that we never adopted the legal opinion. But I have a letter from the chairperson of this portfolio committee who is unwell today, and it's very unfortunate that you can't be here. So I will read the letter that she sent to me. And it says, please note that Minister Mutambi has received a legal opinion endorsed by the committee and hasn't responded. So let me just repeat that. The chairperson said that this committee endorsed the legal opinion, which to my mind is the same as saying adopted. So this legal opinion, and as my memory recalls, 3 weeks ago we did endorse this legal opinion. So why now is the ANC backtracking on this legal opinion when we endorsed it 3 weeks ago? Nothing that the minister has said today could convince us that our legal opinion is wrong. Her legal arguments are flimsy. She's playing legal degree pokery with us, and there just is simply no substance to what her legal advisor is telling us today. And the fact of the matter is, as I said last week, or 3 weeks ago rather, the minister has nothing to do with the removal of board members. She said it herself today. So why are we listening to her talking about the removal of board members? It's only Parliament, this portfolio committee, that deals with the removal of board members. So it's unclear what the minister could possibly say or do that would change our mind, because she has no locus standi when it comes to the removal of board members.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. I did anticipate it should go on record the head of the ruling party, and I think that must as well register that once more the ANC has turned its back against the rule of law. What is critical about this move is that they are embracing the transformation of the SABC into state broadcast. The EFF supports the legal opinion, and we don't think that the minister has anything to do with the removal of SABC. But now, what's also important to put on record is that the misinterpretation is something that we must go for this meeting. Understanding is our duty at all times should have been to defend SABC at all times to be. To be run as a public broadcaster. We don't think that the minister is doing that anymore. We don't think the minister is safeguarding the interests of the SABC, that it constantly at all times, particularly in how it constitutes and runs its own affairs, that it is doing so in the interest of it as a public broadcaster, particularly articulated, governed, and envisaged by the Broadcasting Act, not the Companies Act, envisaged by the Broadcasting Act. That's what makes it. That is the only act which defines the character and the nature of the SABC. And it says that today, regardless of the interpretations and the conversations that we have had, the broadcast position of the ANC does not say, let's go to a court of law. Let's go test these things in front of a judge. It says, no. The minister is right. We are happy with her. And all that, without even any substance. What we should be concluding as the committee is that we have tried to persuade the minister, she has resisted. The next step is for Parliament to take this matter and be tested in a court of law, so that the proper law, which is the Broadcasting Act, and that means she has nothing to do with the removal of SAB board members, that what must be sustained, that what must be investigated. That's what the act envisages. So, I think that that's what our position is. Thank you.
Thank you, Member. Let me, Davis, you have your turn. Want to come back again? No, I think it is.
No.
I want to give you over my day before I close. Over my day, sir.
I must say that we have a resolution. Honourable Davis has read a letter from the chairperson of our committee, which I think should be or can be made available to all of us. And she says there that which the minister says in the meeting is not correct. I mean, according to that letter, is us. And I therefore would say is either we follow that which is written there, or as we go into the which I believe is not supposed to be the case. You know, this kind of fight that we see permeating at the House. But I want to emphasize, there is a letter, it is signed by the chairperson, She says that the opposite that we are saying, that a minister has put an ethical advisor there, is actually the case. Therefore, where are we? That's the letter. That's the information. That is evidence. What is that? That is evidence. On top of the table. Thank you.
No, it's also going to take time. We thought this will take us not more than 15 minutes because we had a lengthy discussion. I hope you promise that there will be brief and to the point so that you don't please. After this one, we're going to take the other hand. Can you agree on that, please?
Yes. I don't think there is a contradiction. And we must be very able to clarify this matter very, very clearly. When we know that the availability of the local committee, that happens to be the only legal opinion available before this local committee. And we said we can't take the decision on the basis of one legal opinion. Now we have received another issue. And we are saying from the notice that we got, we align ourselves with the legal opinion that has just been presented today. So there is a contradiction. There is no way to completely believe that the black union did it, because that happened to be the only story before the control committee on that particular thing. I think that's what I say. So there is no contradiction here. Now don't try and divide the ANC on the basis of what the chapter is saying and what they're saying today. There is no contradiction. We cannot completely believe the document that day, because it happened to be the only document available before us. Now today we have received another presentation, and we are satisfied with what we got today. Thank you.
Professor Kana, over Davis, and close the theater.
Thank you, sir. It raised my eyebrows to see a letter written to Davis, not put to other members of the committee. But anyway, we don't have a problem with that letter. Can be another letter, she might have many letters new. But our position is one. We support the position took by the board. Because it's clear, we should remind all of us, even though we wanted to talk about legal opinion, the legal opinion stated three ways of removing board members. And amongst it, is the issue about for the board members to have the meeting and vote and take a vote, and that was followed. So that we don't care about minutes. We are saying that we support the decision taken by the board. Clear and square. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. I hope we can deliberate until we've actually resolved this matter and you're not going to shut down debate as it seems that you are wanting to do. If you recall at our last meeting where we got briefed on the legal opinion by Parliament's legal unit, we said at the end the question wasn't whether or not we're going to act on the legal opinion, the question was how we're going to act. Now we seem to be deciding whether or not to act. But actually we decided we were going to take this forward and we were going to act. The question was, how are we going to act? So I would like to propose what we should be doing. What we should be doing is that the committee should right now reaffirm its endorsement of the legal opinion that we got 2 weeks ago, reaffirm because we already endorsed it. We should write with the assistance of our legal unit to the chairperson of the board and notifying him that the removal of these board members was illegal and that they must be immediately reinstated, and that the failure to reinstate these board members will result in court action to have their removal declared unlawful and to force the reinstatement. That is what we should be doing. That is what the law says we should do. Unfortunately, my colleagues in the ANC have reneged on their obligations and their duties to the law and to the people of the country.
Thank you, Honourable Member. I think when I open here in my opening remarks, and I think I've taken that in the process of my, part of my input, I said we have met in the last committee meeting, and we have the legal opinion on the other side. And I said it is going to be unfair for us to take decisions on the basis of only one party in the case. I don't understand this case what endorsement means, but we that we are in agreement with that, but we have to, I mean, before taking decisions, we have to give the minister the opportunity to state the case. Actually, I didn't say specifically the minister, that all parties involved in this matter should come and put forward their case so that we exercise the democratic right, so that everyone is given a space. Then, after the deliberation, we are going to decide on the way forward. And it happened today. Everyone given, you know, time to deliberate on their understanding of the interpretation. And like everybody saying that we're not, you know, shutting down the opinion that we got before, but only time that we're going to decide. This time we have, the opportunity to deliberate on both legal opinions. And about the letter, let's pretend we know about the letter. Let's pretend, no, let's pretend that it doesn't exist.
Things don't exist. We are honorable members.
But this is your letter. It is your letter. I mean, we have two parties who are supposed to deliberate in as far as development is concerned. We listen to the other side. That's why we're talking about democratic process, and that all parties involved in this matter should be given the opportunity. We have got this opportunity today, and we're deciding on the basis of both parties having informed us in as far as this matter is concerned.
And if you want the decision of the GA, yes, sir, can I do that?
Already
the area of
the
I'm
speaking here like a person who was in that meeting from the start up to the end. And when I opened here, I said, where are the members who were chanted, you know, to influence the committee to deliver the issue and take a decision? And I remember, Honorable Davis, you were saying we should write a letter to say the court has decided to, you know, verify what the department has done or what the board has done, something like that. And we said we cannot do that until such time when minister or the ministry, you know, presented their case, and we've done that today. Obviously, I think you'll be the last one.
Sure.
I'm actually going against my will, because I said after this one, we are going the letter.
Yes.
But after you, I'm not going to open again.
Yes,
and moving forward, I think all parties involved here have the right, you know, as far as the law is concerned, to take whatever, you know, actually has been fit for them.
We want to do two things. One is to register our disagreement. We must go on record, and we must verify it later. Your interpretation of the resolutions of this committee are incorrect. It wasn't registered that. Incorrect. It's not a problem to say that you are changing your mind from the last resolution, but it is incorrect to say that we took a decision we didn't take. So we want to register that. And then we hope that in due course we'll be able to demonstrate. We also want to register our disagreement, our objection to the majority view that we break cases and affirm the legal opinion of the department. Once we give our objection to that in the interest of the resolution this committee took before, but two, with the fact that we should be going on to enforce that legal opinion until it gets to court and this department leaves. That is, in effect, I'm not here to discuss what the EF is going to do alone. I'm here to say, as a collective, number one, we object to interpretation of the resolution last time. Two, we object to the resolution now, that we must just agree and accept the resolution of the department, the interpretation of the department. Thank you very much.
I think all of us here, like I said, that we have the right to exercise whatever thing is right, you know, in as far as our different opinion is concerned. And fortunately, deliberations of the committee are recorded at all times. We can retrieve that record whereby we disagreed with, you know, the proposal that was made on the particular day for us to write a letter to the minister and say we don't agree with you. The reason why she was invited to the meeting is because we want to take decisions on the basis of only one party having, you know, informed us in as far as legal opinion is concerned. And today we are expecting that, you see, and you have all the right, you know, to take matters further if you're not happy. And also, it is, you know, all right, you know, to have a differing view. You can, no, we are not retracting anything. There's never been a time where we say, that's why I say endorse It could be maybe a matter of semantics that you understand and endorse, differently. But what I'm saying is that we have agreed as a commission that even if we're in a disagreement, we need not, refuse. When I say, let us give other parties the opportunity to come and to make their case. And maybe today, and that's, I'm saying, fortunately, whatever we do in committees, it is recorded. So we can retrieve that where we're saying we are going to decide on the matter until the other party has been given the opportunity, equal opportunity to present themselves. And what I'm saying is that this is the day we've been looking forward to. And it has happened, we have decided, the way we have decided, and your opinion, your defending view is noted.
We try to sit down to chair. So we ask Honorable Joyce Morupa to actually communicate to the Honorable Chairperson to give up the letter that she wrote to David, because that letter means that the ANC is divided on this matter. She thinks we took a decision to affirm the legal opinion. The ANC caucus says differently. So you must understand that the chairperson of this portfolio committee, the ANC member, disagrees with yourself and other ANC members.
What I'm sure of is that you understand me when I'm saying the matter of semantics.
The matter of semantics, the chairperson, you disagree. The ANC divided on this.
Let's close it and give each other no right if ever you feel that you agree and we make a together.
We can also have content quote you from one of the videos now. How does that mean? You can also have a quote from him. You said you have got the letter.
I think we have come to the end of the meeting, and moving forward, we hear from those who feel that are aggrieved, and we know the democratic processes, everyone had a right, to move in whatever direction you feel, you're comfortable with. We are not going to debate terms to you, but that's the decision we have taken as a committee. And I would like to thank everyone who will come to the meeting like I did before, that we have listened to all views, and the part is also listening, and often going. I think you have the right to move forward, and let's just close you that note. Thank you very much.
Religion.